And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick and Corey Sandin. We are missing Wayne Cotto today because he's in the frigid Midwest, but it's our Christmas spectacular today. We're gathering the troops here, having a great time. We have Jeff Hamby in the fan studios and a huge panel of judges associated too. Okay, watch out. Anyway, hey, we're going to have a great time. We have 7 spectacular prizes for the Christmas spectacular, and you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship 2-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs 2 drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
It's sales event time, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sales event has limited-time offers featuring Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport with standard 4x4 capability and goat modes. Goes over any type of terrain. I know people that'll be taking their own Bronco Sport around to tackle their holiday to-do list. Shopping for the perfect gift? How about the Ford Explorer, the all-time best-selling SUV that can fit the whole family this holiday season? Inventory is arriving daily with great selection to take your test drive. Come see the award-winning lineup yourself before the year end. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Here it is, the Christmas spectacular, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Big applause there.
Can't believe the year has already gone by, and what a show this one always is.
It's going to be fun.
It's wild. Yeah.
I don't know what that's the one you don't want today, or this one either. You don't want either of those here today.
So excited. We have new buttons.
We got
to push.
Quick like, buttons,
this is,
right?
This is awesome.
So anyway, Christmas spectacular. And Corey, it's been a while since you've been with us here.
It's been a while since we've all been together.
Yeah. How you've been busy pouring. Look at this spread here that Corey bought.
Yeah, right?
Huh?
True Christmas,
right?
Yeah,
Christmas tree, and you've been busy at Embassy.
Yeah, it's been with the beautiful weather and the bonito biting and just that doesn't help it, but it's just the bay and inshore, it's still biting. You know, I was talking to one of the shops up north and Santa Monica Bay biting. You know, the bass biting really good and. Yeah.
And then Willie was saying last week the bonita made it up there too.
So isn't that cool?
They're catching them.
Those are legit, man. Yeah. They're not 2 to 3 pounders.
Yeah. Here it is, Christmas.
Yes.
Today is the first day of winter.
Yeah.
Right?
And
winter solstice.
Yeah. And it's so good. You know, I mean, the dolphin's been doing half-day trips every day.
Hundreds.
The guys in the office, like, have a running, you know, Vegas-style odds bet with each other, like, of how early Nano's going to call in with limits of bonita for the trip.
And
It's like never later than 8:30 in the morning. I mean, the boat.
Is that right?
The boat leaves at whatever time.
They just leave at 6:30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're done. They're done with limits for everybody. Usually by 8:30, maybe 9 if it's a tough
day.
And
it's close. Wild. It's maybe what 9-10 miles away.
Think about that. Think about leaving at 6:30 and then or 6:30 and still having to go to the bait receiver, get bait, load, travel, get out there, and then being done for the entire boat by 8 o'clock in the morning.
If you've got family in town,
oh man,
or want to take a youngster,
totally.
Family member,
it's flat calm,
the best thing.
The weather's been great. They're very, very willing. They bite bait. You can put a Colt sniper on a spinning rod, fire it out, turn the handle, and you're going to catch a big fish that pulls drag and rips you up and down the rail, and everybody's hollering and high-fiving. It's the most crowd-pleasing, perfect fish. And
excellent eating.
Killer on the table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't turn that down.
Well, just got a text from Jeff Hamby in the studios. Lines are full.
How about that?
Yeah, great to see it. Thank you guys for the support.
Yeah, buddy.
But we'll keep you posted on the phones
there. I think it's a list of stuff you're giving away.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Start off. List some of those things there, Corey.
Well, how about
a couple of
number
them.
One, $300 shopping spree at AFTCO. You can design whatever you want from there. And I've brought a $250 MC package. And it's all Christmas
tree. It's all
this
right here, right?
All Christmas tree. 5-inch Viejos, 5-inch, 5-inch Weedless, and 7-inch Slug.
So rad.
Right?
All
somebody's going to be stoked.
Yeah.
So that's one package.
Yeah. So the next one is a pizza party for 20 at your home in San Diego County somewhere from our good buddy Dan Walsh at Captain Dan's Pizza Company. And Dan,
yes, please.
Thank you so much for that donation. That's worth $500.
That's one of my favorite prizes that we have. And it can be whatever occasion you want. It can be a birthday party. It could just be buds hanging out.
It's just a party.
Yeah, you can have a Monday night football night and have all the buds over. And a pizza party for 20 people. It's your place.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
And Dan's pizzas are killer.
Yeah.
He's often at CCA events and things like that. And it's just so good.
He does a great. Those pizzas are delicious.
Yeah.
He'll come to your house with his pizza ovens and all the toppings and everything and put a party on for 20 people.
That's
so cool.
Rad.
The next one I want to thank our great sponsor, Shimano, who's been with us for 30-plus years, and we appreciate their support. A Shimano Talica 16 2-speed reel. How much is that, Ricky?
It's more than what you have listed.
Oh, it is?
I
said $550 bucks. Okay. Yeah, so Shimano.
It's funny, I was checking the website with the boys.
Yeah.
I know it's more than that.
Shimano Talica 16 2-speed reel. All right, Rick, what's the next prize?
Man, how about this? So this is a really cool prize pack, and it's long. So you start off with a Bill Varney surf fishing kit. So this kit includes an Akuma matched surf rod and reel combo. So you get the rod and the reel, and this is all picked by Bill, appropriate for the surf. In addition to that, you get Bill's book, which is the Lightline Revolution. You're going to get packs of the Gamakatsu Duracent baits. You're going to get some of Bill's freeze-dried lugworms. You're going to get a Surffish ID card. You're going to get Bill's 2026 calendar, and you're going to get a full-day rental of a center console out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Not the blue skiff.
No,
the blue skiff. This is a center console.
Yeah. So you're
Steve said that if you want the party boat, if you want a pontoon boat,
you can upgrade.
He'll do that. Yeah, yeah.
This is so rad.
So very nice of Steve and Johnny over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Full day rental: the rod, the reel, the lures, the jigs, the line, the calendar, the baits, everything. All of that is one package. This is like well over $500 just for this one pack.
Right. Yeah, and the cool thing is if you wanted to go on that full-day center console rental from Dana Landing and take all that surf fishing stuff, it'll work just fine in the bay, and you'll be able to catch lots of
stuff. Oh, yeah, 100%.
What's the next one, Rick?
So the next prize, $250 gift certificate, good on your choice of boats. You can either put $250 towards the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme. In addition to that, you're going to get a brand-new Shimano Speedmaster 16 2-speed reel, and that's our donation from the tackle shop at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Very nice of you guys.
Frank so generously donated the gift certificate. Again, good RP, Shogun, or Supreme. You pick it. You know, you can choose to do a day and a half on the Shogun and have most of your whole trip covered, or you can put it towards a 16-day. Whatever you want, $250 gift certificate, RP, Shogun, or Supreme, and a brand-new Speedmaster 16 2-speed reel.
That's another $550 package.
Easy.
Corey, what are the last two?
Well, number six, pair of Costa sunglasses and a full-day trip on the Mission Bell. Thank you, Cameron. And that's out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Over a $450 value. That's number six. Number seven, and definitely not last, is AFTCO utility knife and an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Over a $400 value. So that overnight trip will be good for any open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
And I know Carl's kind of generous sometimes,
yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if there's a day and a half trip or a 2 day, maybe that's an open party trip, you can upgrade financially to from that overnight trip, and super cool.
Yeah. So, have you seen that AFCO utility knife?
I have not.
Yeah, it's cool.
Those
things
are super cool.
They're really cool.
Yeah, they're cool. They're like an $80 value just for that little knife. It's made by Boker German Steel.
Which is legit.
They're an amazing.
Is it a folding knife? Is it a?
Yeah, it's a folding, like a Swiss Army knife.
Okay.
It's got all, but it's for fishermen.
Pocket knife.
And if you're looking for a great last minute Christmas gift, that's a perfect
Christmas
totally.
Gift. It's high end. I mean, what guy doesn't
love a knife, right?
Please.
I mean, absolutely. So, AFCO utility knife. Yeah, it's a high end, very nice, Boker German Steel. AFCO did a real nice job.
What an awesome assortment of stuff you put together.
Cool. Really, thanks to all our sponsors, and thanks to all of you guys out there for putting that together and helping me put that together. It's really, really fantastic. So now, let's go over the ground rules, all right?
Yes.
All right, so 30 seconds or less on your phone call. 30 seconds or less verbally on your text. Beyond that, you're going to get one of these here. No, you're not going to get one of those. You're going to get one of those, right? You don't want that. That one. You don't want that. Okay. It has to be a good take, which would mean it's been in the past, a song, a poem, a good contribution, a good thing to help future fishermen.
Dude, my favorite has always been tips and techniques. Just whatever it is, it's been cool stories of the past. It's been cool. I did this with these people,
right.
And it's been all things. There's no set rule. It doesn't have to be a tip. It could be a killer song. It could be whatever it is. It's the best contribution to the show.
Yeah, if you're a musician like Gus from Burbank, he's played the French horn on the show and Christmas music. I mean, whatever. But anyway, it's supposed to be fun. That's the whole idea. It's supposed to be fun. Contribution, something good for the show that people, this is entertainment.
Yeah.
And this is an entertainment show, and that's what we're going to go for today.
I can't believe this list of prizes you got.
It's pretty
together.
Cool.
This is
now,
crazy.
Like,
so
the cheap ones are $400, $450. Most of them are $500 and over.
Yeah. On your reel is $670.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
The Talica 16 2-speed is $670. Okay, so that would be kind of the grandest of grand prizes.
That's a pretty grand prize.
But there's lots of grand prizes there. But
they're all grand prizes.
Yeah, they're
that's
all
the thing.
Grand.
Are you kidding me? Look at all this.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So anyway, so keep it short, keep it fun, keep it entertaining, and let's get into it, Rick. So I would encourage people to call if they can. We are going to do some text, but it's very difficult, sometimes challenging for us to read the text. But calls are always kind of more, because we're not going to read your poem. We're not going to sing your song.
that is
you,
for sure.
That's for you.
Yeah, that I can promise you. Rick is not going to, I'm not a good haiku reader.
Yeah.
So.
And Jeff is standing by 833-288-0973. When a line pops open, we'll let you know.
You got it, man.
Start it up.
All right. So starting the Christmas Spectacular this morning, we have Hills, and Hills is going to be calling us from Ventura this morning. Hills, one fun time having you on the show all the time, buddy, and thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Merry Christmas, you guys. I'm Corey. Please hold Rick's trigger finger because it's itchy. And
you got that right, buddy.
Okay. Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of luck to make you right. You gotta make like you want to kneel and pray, and then a little bit of luck will come your way. And when your fish is gone and pole is broken too, need a little bit of luck to see you through. And when you raise the boat with your attitude, you'll get a lot of luck with your gratitude. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Very nice, Hill.
Like
nice
a Beach Boy vibe right there.
Good job. Nice job, Hill. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump into another phone call.
Okay, man. How about this time we talk to Jeff, and Jeff has called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Jeff, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Okay, here we go. It's my Calstar Christmas. Surface iron, casting all the way. Oh, what fun it is to fish with my Trinidad 20A. Cassie from the bow, maybe Danny Way can show me how, using two fish jigs. Hope to catch some big yellowtail pigs. And a merry fishness to all, and to all a good cast. Hoping Let's Talk Hookup will forever last. And God bless everyone. Pete, Rick, Corey, and now Wayne.
Oh, very nice. Super cool. Very nice job. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
And yeah, perfectly sure. timed.
Yeah. It's good job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick, good.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're looking. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for. You don't have to be the ultimate artist, but you just make it fun and yeah. exciting like that.
I'm curious how much time, you know, like I just like picture the, you know, home from work, having a cold one with a notepad, trying to figure out all the rhymes of every fishing lure, and sliding two fish jigs in and big yellows is not the easiest thing to manipulate to a Jingle Bell song. So, no. Yeah, nice job, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call very much.
All right, I have text here from James in La Jolla. It's a little bit lyric-y, but I'm going to go at it here. It says, Merry Christmas and drag screaming bells to all of the Let's Talk Hookup crew, Pete, Rick, and MC Corey. Even though a Happy New Year's blessing, too. Even today, talking my only catching lizard fish and sand dabs today, tight drags and bent rods, and oh, ho, 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 Let's Talk Hookup crew, thanks for the hard work and laughs and great guests, too.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, so you, obviously, I'm not good at reciting poems, so that's why it's better to call that kind of stuff. But that was a good one. Yeah, yeah. I like that. Yeah, it was well.
And that was from who?
That was from James in La Jolla.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, James. Appreciate that. Let's jump back in the phone.
Okay, buddy. How about this time we talk to Arnie, and Arnie's calling us from Vista this morning. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I know. I'm one of the guys who probably gotten a buzzer probably more times than most.
Oh, you mean this one, Arnie? No, we don't want that
for
you.
Yeah. I figured Ricky was going to have something wound up for me.
Anyway. I will say, Arnie might own the record. Yeah, he might own the buzzer. But I'm feeling it, Arnie. I'm Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
I know you worked hard. I'm here for it, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Okay, brother. Okay, here we go, all right? My wish for all anglers for 2026. This message is for all anglers out there. I wish everyone a safe and successful 2026 out there fishing. Do me and the entire angling community a huge favor. Take some time to introduce the kids to the wonders of sport fishing. Join or help out a club who takes kids on fishing outings. You will do many things. One, introduce a kid to the sport we love. Two, help support the sport fishing industry. And most important, help build the next generation of anglers. You may be surprised how this will make you feel. Mele Kaliki Maka, Arnie from Vista, join CCA, support friends of Rallo.
Love
yeah.
it.
Pretty good, love Arnie. It, yeah. Good job. There, you're going to give you an applause.
Hey. Hit it twice.
Yeah. Congratulations, Arnie.
Good job, Arnie. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's try and do another call, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are already packed up. Obviously, we didn't even read the numbers, which I think we should for all those guys that are trying to get in. It is a very busy morning, but we're stoked to have Jeff standing by. If you want to get your shot to get in on the Christmas Spectacular, get in on the fun, it's 833-288-0973. Again, it's a very busy morning. Jeff is standing by. 833-288-0973 is how you make it happen. We're going to next up talk to Greg. He's calling us from San Clemente this morning. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Greg.
Wonderful. I've got a song for you. You're a sly one, Mr. Fish, but you make a tasty meal. You're as slimy as an egg white, and your spots you won't reveal, Mr. Fish. You often smell like a rotten oyster side dish. You're a bully, Mr. Fish. Your gills are filled with hate. Your tail is full of spite, and you never take my bait, Mr. Fish. If I ever catch you, you'll lie about your weight. You're so carefree, Mr. Fish. You dive and swim and eat. One day I'm going to catch you, and as soon as that day comes, you're dead meat. Then we'll all have a great Christmas treat.
Yeah.
Nice job.
That's very good.
So, that was awesome.
Yeah, really good job.
So I got the entire Maxa clan is on the text with the with helping on
okay,
the judge.
All right,
I mean, Wyatt and Waylon, my mom and sister, oh. Dallas, everybody standing by. Wyatt is a huge
Dr. Seuss
Grinch fan.
Oh, okay,
Grinch is his Christmas thing. So that's good. That's That one's earned some. That earned some extra points. Like, not only did I get, I already got the text of a bunch of green hearts and green thumbs up.
That's
nice
part
job,
of our part.
Greg.
Yeah. The whole Maxa family's part of the crew of the immense group of judges that we have outside.
They were putting a lot of
guys settle down.
A lot of input on good job for Greg. That's for sure.
And don't forget Hamby too in the studio. 100%. He's a judge too, so you know Hamby's got a vote in this too. So.
Yeah, and I can easily
so when
be
you're
bribed.
Call, when
I
you want, call him and talk to him, you know, be nice.
Yeah, I can be bribed very easily too. I want to make that very well known. I'm not above saying that I'm above bribes. So.
And then we don't want to forget our great buddy Adam Clark. Adam, who does all our app stuff and all the great stuff out there. Adam's a judge, too, and Adam's giving thumbs up, too, for everybody. But anyway, Rick, you have a good text.
I do. You know, the first text that I had was one that I wanted to read because it came in so early, and I thought that they did a nice job. And it was just a nice sentiment, and it just says, "Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Corey. And Wayne, I'm fired up to be listening. Can't believe it's already been a year since the Christmas Spectacular. I just want to give a huge shout-out to everyone from Let's Talk Hookup, keeping my weekends loaded with real, usable fishing knowledge passed down from all the incredible past guests, captains, crews, and industry pros. From techniques and tricks to detailed on-the-water surf reports from Gundy, the information you share is second to none. I truly can't express how grateful I am to the access that you provide to listeners every morning. Can honestly say I've become a better fisherman because of what you all do for the sport and community. Merry Christmas to all of you. Wishing everybody nothing but the best as we head into 2026. And that's from Colin in San Diego.
And I had that one start, too. I thought that was really nice. Yeah, you know, we all work very hard, and it's not as easy a job as some of you may think it is to just be here and talk about fishing, but we do it. And I'm grateful to Rick and Corey and all the people that support us, Wayne Cotto and Adam Clark and, of course, Jeff Hamby in the studio and all the people that make things, all the good people at The Fan that do production and hard work, Peter, the manager over there. And it takes a village, as they say, and it's very nice to hear grateful stuff there. And let's not forget George in Boston, too.
Totally.
George, our engineer in Boston, who's recently visiting here. He's done a tremendous job setting up all this stuff for us here.
Keeping us up and running.
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you for those, and we appreciate that. So, hey, a line is open right now, I see. 833-288-0973. If you've been trying to get through, there's your chance right now.
All right. Well, hey, again, I want to remind you, this is your opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun, crazy great prizes, and lots of great info. This show always takes its own fun turns, and we're looking forward to bringing you a whole lot of it when we come back. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's the Christmas Spectacular on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning on the Christmas Spectacular. Again, it's been a very busy morning on the phones, but sure thank Jeff Hamby for hanging with us this morning and taking all those phone calls. If you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
Yeah, okay, short, quick one. Text here from Mark in Fallbrook, if this pretty much sizes it up. Good morning, anglers. This is right up there with the Gong Show. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, for sure.
And if you're old enough to remember the show, it was quite hilarious.
I agree with that. Yeah. Sure. All right. Good.
Hey, we're having fun. It's been a great morning, and looking forward to more. I'd say we jump right back into the phone calls. I know we got a great one from Matt calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good. Matt, I was always nervous that Matt's gonna make it in because it's not an easy morning to get through on the phone. But Matt from La Mesa never disappoints. I know Nick Boone told me last night he was very much looking forward to hearing Matt's rendition for this year.
So this one's called Rapper's Delight. Ho, 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 and here we go. It's the Let's Talk Hookup Christmas show. The event only happens once a year, so get in your best to win some cheer. The Santas have made the long trip south. Pete, Rick, and Corey are in the house. Pete Gray is the man they say that can brighten any foggy Christmas day. So Rudolph, take a seat and leave it to Pete. He'll show you how and you'll say, wow. Rick is the tackle man you got to meet. He sells the gear that can't be beat. From Shimano to Calstar, he's got the best by far. So now you don't have to wish on that falling star. And Corey, well, he's got some stories. They all are true, so they won't make you blue. So it's time to put a bow on this rhyme because I'm Matt from La Mesa and I'm out of time. Thank you, boys, for taking my call. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Oh, Merry Christmas,
job.
Matt.
Good job, Matt. Thanks very much. And you always put a good effort together. And a lot of talent there, for sure. Thinks a lot. While he's driving that FedEx truck, he probably thinks a lot of stuff, right?
Hey, I like it.
Yeah, good job, Matt. Merry Christmas to her.
I had a fun text. It says, good morning, guys. Been a great show already, and I appreciate all the effort that you guys put into all the fantastic guests every week. My question for topic is, what do you think were the biggest news items this past year, and what are your guesses for next year? For me, it was the year of tungsten jigs and monster wahoo fishing during long range. What would you say were the 2025 highlights? That's from DJ in San Diego.
Yeah, wow. Good question. I mean, highlights? Boy, I'd say that wahoo fishing.
It was incredible. Yeah.
Just like epic, right? Like some of the best ever. And still going on.
Long-range fishing this year was... It was the best that I can remember in a long time. It was just fun. It's fun when... You know, the thing that's so cool about long-range fishing are all of the options that exist and all the time that you get to spend on the boat and become buds with the guys that are fishing with you. And this year was so special that everything that exists in long-range fishing was on the table. There was, at the same time, you could have really good yellowtail fishing, really good school to medium big-size tuna fishing. There was big, big tuna fishing down on the lower banks. The wahoo was incredible. There was grouper and marlin. Like, everything, and it spread all the boats out, and it was always so fun at the tackle store in the mornings, like when a trip was loading, because you knew the guys that were going were about to just go knock them dead, and the guys coming back with the full carts. It was just, I'm with you. This was a really special long range.
But let's not forget some of the incredible trips to our sponsors that we took, like Katmai Lodge, that trip that you and Dallas had to Katmai Lodge this year.
All time.
Was that like all time best? And Great weather and phenomenal fishing.
That place is, yeah, I mean, it's the cliche thing to say, but it is the truth. Like, the fishing there is spectacular. It's second to none, but it's it falls to the overall experience of the trip, like the wildlife that you get to see and you know, you're with your guide every day and having shore lunch and, you know, you're fishing alongside the bears and the eagles and they have two resident camp foxes that are like, you know, that, like having a camp dog on a trip, like they have two foxes that hang outside. It's just, that was a really special trip. Getting to do it with Dallas, that's where we got engaged, you know, several years ago.
So
and then
cool.
Getting to redo that trip was really special for the two of us. That was my fishing highlight by tenfold this year.
Yeah, and then Corey, our trip to Haida Gwaii Safaris, right?
Pete, man, come on.
Yeah?
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to next year's trip. Actually, the best part of it, we're going before you.
I know.
Right?
You're going to clean them up.
Every year, there's so many, like, 50-pound lingcod caught, right? Yeah. Like jumbos.
Yeah.
I have yet to catch one of those. Yeah. I'm going to get it before you this year.
Oh, I know. And here's the good news.
Yes.
You want to join Corey and his group. I believe it's June 23rd.
You're right.
28th.
I don't know the exact dates. You're right on target.
On our website, letstalkhookup.com, go to the trips page, all three dates. Two of the dates are already sold out because those are the first trips we added. We just added, because by popular demand, this third trip with Corey in June, which is supposed to be the best of the best because it's untouched.
If you have a group of two or three and you want to be on one boat, your own boat, and have your own group, there is. Exactly. So you can accommodate that.
Yeah. So QCSafaris.com, call Valerie, and that, it's a fantastic experience.
Oh,
so any highlights for you this year other than Haida Gwaii?
Just being here and being able to do it all.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. And you were mentioning wahoo fishing. I want to bring up, before we go any further, I saw there was 8 spots left on the Royal Star leaving the day after Christmas.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wow.
If you're listening to this and you're jacked
up. How many day trip is that?
I think it's... God, I forget. I don't
is
know.
Is it 10 or is it 5?
No, I think it's a shorter one, actually.
Shorter,
I think it's 5 days. So
that tuna fishing on the Ranger Bank and such like that, blue
incredible.
Fish, yellow fish, phenomenal.
So it doesn't correlate with the wahoo, forgive me on that.
But
I just saw there was 8 spots, and they only take 24.
Oh, I know. So you could go. You're definitely going to go with a light load. Yeah. So, call Tracy or just go at RollStarSportFishing.com. And, again, I want to, you know, in the time when we thank people, I want to thank the Long Range Fleet and the San Diego Landings for being so supportive of Let's Talk Hookup. We could not be here without them. So the Red Rooster 3, the American Angler, the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, the Royal Star, the Independence.
Did you mention the Polaris Supreme?
The Polaris Supreme, of course. C4 Sport Fishing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing. I mean, those guys are just been the backbone of Let's Talk.
The foundation.
Yeah, for sure. And all the people associated with them, all the captains and crews that are associated, we are very grateful to them, for sure.
No doubt, man.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. One line open. You want to get through? Hamby standing by at 833-288-0973.
Chuck and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Chuck, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call, as always. And I know I call too much, but I love the show.
Hey, you're a good contributor, and we appreciate it, Chuck.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, Santa came down and went fishing with me when I was recovering, and he was pissed. All the trash these shore pounders leave. He goes, if you don't bring a bag or your mom to take trash out when you come fishing, you're going to be on a no hookup list. So beware. Don't leave your trash.
Yes.
Have a good one, guys.
Hey, definitely.
Yeah, that's a good sentiment, you know. A little side note on that. Lolly and I love doing a lot of hiking. We were out in the desert this past week for her birthday, celebrating her birthday, and nothing is worse than coming across somebody else's trash on a beautiful trail in the desert or the mountains or wherever you are. So, yeah, don't leave the trash.
No, come on.
Don't leave
Be that guy.
Don't be that guy, yeah. Whether it be in the ocean, in the mountains, in the lakes, in the rivers, wherever it is.
Or better yet, be the guy that picks up one or two pieces.
Take it home.
Yes.
Yeah. Clean up after somebody else. Yeah, but don't be the guy that...
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I had a fun text I wanted to read. It's a little bit long, but I really liked it. And it was from Brent, who was from Dillon, Montana. And it said, first off, Merry Christmas to everybody. Somewhere around the end of May or 1st of June in 1997, Rollo was on Let's Talk Hookup. I'm guessing for what might have been the last time. He provided a really cool tip about fishing anchovies for albacore. He suggested using a PPS number 4 or number 5 split shot, 18 to 24 inches above the hook. A few weeks later, following his advice, I went out on what I still consider my most epic overnight fishing trip. I had two albacore, one in the 35-pound class, a few albacore and a 35-pound bluefin in the boat where most people caught their before most people had caught their first fish. We wound up with multiple other albacore and multiple bluefin for the day, not to mention passing off several rods to various individuals. And I had a chance to meet Rollo the following year at the Long Beach Fred Hall Show. I introduced myself and told him about that epic tip of tipping with a small split shot above a chovy, and thanked him for what he provided on the show the year prior. He humbly asked if he sounded like he knew what he was talking about, and I told him, yes, sir, you certainly did. There's probably a few generations at this point that have never even tried adding split shot to small bait, and I wanted to pass that along as it worked as well for me, and I hope it works well for you guys. Merry Christmas to all. And that's Dillon in Montana.
Brent in Dillon, Montana.
Sorry, thank you.
By the way,
thanks, Brent.
Dillon, Montana, small town and phenomenal reputation. I've only driven through Dillon.
Okay, I was going to ask, is that your neighbor?
It's right off. No, it's pretty far south of, or it's a little bit south, a couple hundred miles south of Helena. But Dillon has the Blackfoot River that runs through it, and it's supposed to be phenomenal brown trout fishing. It's on my list. I want to go. So, Brent, invite me to go fishing with you there. Yeah, I want to go.
That's cool.
I've read about Dillon and the fishing there.
And the Blackfoot River.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be.
And it's browns.
Well, browns and rainbows, but I think they're famous for giants.
Oh, that's
cool. Really big ones. Yeah, and Dillon.
And is Montana that way where, like, certain rivers are known for having, like, this is a variety place, this is a big fish place, this is a place where you're going to go get bites, this is a place where you're not going to get as many, but you're going to get bigs, like...
Probably. Okay. I'll have to learn more about it. But, yeah, there are spots, you know. Like where I am is the Missouri River. And the Missouri River is famous for a lot of great trout fisheries. It's so huge. It's such a giant river, but there's a lot of great lakes and tributaries and such like that on Missouri. And it's got, certain areas have giant rainbows. Certain areas have a lot of big browns. I know I've read about Dillon and Dillon's, there's a lot of different places, but Dillon's supposed to be one of the tops and very, very popular. It gets a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Because of it, the Madison is probably famous because it's right outside Bozeman, which is one of the bigger, more popular places. Madison has a lot of great. But yeah, I think Montana gains a lot of its fish fame from the browns there.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go catch a big brown in Montana, but the rainbow fishing in some of the lakes there is kind of the best kept secret.
Is it more popular to go river fishing? Like you're
fishing
in the lakes.
Yeah, to drip the rivers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. On a drip. The classic Montana scene is in a drift boat with a guy rowing and drifting down the river.
The river runs through it.
Yeah, that's the classic Montana scene, which is wonderful. I love it. But it's a lot more challenging fishing. It takes a little more technique and stuff like that.
But there's great lake fishing.
But the lake fishing there is like anybody can do it.
Which even is probably secondary for a tourist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's lots of good stuff. But anyway, yeah, I want to go to Dillon. So
all right.
You sent me to.
Hit me up, Brent.
Yeah. Stop into the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Dave? Dave's calling us from Poway. Dave, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, and thank you.
What's up, Dave?
Today we have It's a Wonderful Life, the angler's version of the Christmas movie classic. The angler's life is a wonderful life. Such great joys we derive from the sea, like Bedford Falls, so to speak, a magical place to live free. But it's also a life that's not without strife, because Mr. Potter and George Bailey don't agree. Old Mr. Potter thinks, mine, 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 and George fights for us all honorably. Now, don't you despair should clouds fill the air and we face legislation bad weather? For there's strength in our numbers. We are strong when we all stick together. For there's SAC and CCA on the front lines every day, joined with hubs and fishing clubs whose members all have a key role to play. Anglers, join in. Make your voice heard. Let's fight for our rights winsomely. Let's enjoy and conserve demonstrate that we fish responsibly. For Auld Lang Syne, my friends, just think, if we weren't here, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet. For this and future generations, cheers. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, really good. Fantastic, Dave. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. And wow, really, what a great start.
I like it, man. Right? It's going to be a lot of fun, and we got a whole lot more coming your way. Having a great time. If you want to join us again, we'd love to have you. It's the Christmas Spectacular. Lots of fun. 833-288-0973 is how you make it happen. And when we come back, we got more of your phone calls. We're going to be checking in with Catch Reports and a whole lot more fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is the SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun and talking Christmas, little fishing. Life is good, buddy.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It is time for the Catch Report today. We got him, the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Ward Sport Fishing is on the line. And today, that Catch Report is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Hey, with Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, current, sea height, and more, Terrafin Mobile can give you access to your charts on your iPhone, your Android, or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We got him, Captain Willie, standing by. Merry Christmas, Willie.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Good stuff this morning.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
Always fun.
Heck yeah. Cool, cool. Hey, you guys need another prize? You guys want some half-day passes?
Oh, you know, I think that's very generous of you, but we've got our packages put together. But thanks. Thanks,
awesome.
Brian. Appreciate it. Okay.
We'll save them for another time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
No sweat. Well, hey, for us this week, just a fun week of local half and three-quarter day fishing. The half-day action still on that bass has been pretty consistent with good action on the artificial lures. Still, guys are catching them on the rubber lures, a couple on the hard baits here and there, and then live baits, of course, kicking out plenty of fish. Water temps in that low 60s still, like, it's crazy, still above 60, 61 to 63, kind of depending on the time of day. And there was some nice sheephead caught on the sinker rigs and shrimp and clam baits for those guys targeting that sheephead. And even a few halibut here and there as well on the live baits at the bottom. So our halibut derby will kick off in January, so we're still seeing some of this halibut sign. So that's boding well for that coming up here. three-quarter day guys. Rockfish remained great this week, too. More on the local cod counts were the reds, boccaccio, some specks and stuff like that with plenty of whitefish and sculpin in the mix. And then out in the deeper zones there, the Floridas, boccaccios, chilies filled the bags for both the bait fishermen and the jig guys. And again, man, the local bonito scene has been fun, too, for both the guys on the half and three-quarter day stuff. Lots of big bonito around the coast here. It seemed like yesterday a bit everywhere from San Diego up to Dana Point there. So really good, fun addition to the counts as well. This bonito has been big, like 5 to 10-pound fish, and so it's been eating the 60 and 80-gram jigs really well. Of course, the fly line baits, catching fish, and again, both the half-day and the three-quarter-day trips have been catching them too. So throw a few of those lighter jigs in your bag if you're coming fishing with us this week. I'd say probably the first day or two of the week is the time to get out because it looks like the weather's going to take a little turn midweek for a few days there as we celebrate the holiday. So plan ahead. We'd love to have you before or after that weather pushes through. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call here. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com. And hope everyone has an awesome Christmas and a good holiday with their friends and family.
You're the best, man. Brother.
Yeah,
appreciate
so
it.
Good. Thank you for all your great reports. We really appreciate you and the great support that Dana Wharf Sport Fishing gives Let's Talk Hookup. We're very grateful to you guys and up there. And Merry Christmas to you. And go catch some bonita, man.
Right?
Good time of year to come fishing.
Yeah.
Go light loads and, just got to dodge the weather windows. That's the thing this time of year. So.
Exactly, yeah. Which we have a little bit of weather starting to come in on Tuesday, right? So get it in here today and tomorrow.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great holiday, guys.
Yeah.
We'll talk
Merry
to you next
Christmas
week.
Too. Talk Thanks, to you next Lloyd. Week. All right. For our final one of the new year there for next week with Captain Brian Woolley. Appreciate that very much. I have a good text here from Darren and Menifee. And Merry Xmas, Rick, Pete, and Corey. Family fishing report yesterday out of Mission Bay. My dad and my sons must have been naughty. Santa gave us no bonito yesterday, but it was good, and the elves helped as we found a wide-open sheephead along with some calicos and other assorted bottom fish in La Jolla.
Nice.
Great fun.
Cool.
So that's a nice fish report.
Right?
Yeah. Good job.
For December? Almost Christmas?
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. Thanks, Darren. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Well, why don't we jump back in the phones? And again, if you want your shot, it's 833-288-0973. We're going to next up talk to Harry. Harry's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Good morning. As I ponder the years going by, thinking back to my surprise, I wish I could live to fish at sea. A cook, a deckhand, or perhaps a captain like Frank I could be. The credit belongs to those who are out at sea. The history and knowledge are belonging to a great industry. May God bless friends of Rollo, and let us not forget those who have taught us to fish. And here's to the heroes of our industry, taking us and our friends out to sea. All good company.
Oh,
good job, Harry.
Nice. Excellent. Thank you very much. That's really nice. Merry Christmas to you, Harry. Thanks a lot, and Merry Christmas. Appreciate that very much. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Tom, and Tom's calling us from Temecula this morning. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I got a little bit of history. I grew up in Huntington Beach, and my dad always had a little boat, 16-foot boat. He would take it down to the Bellboat Pavilion, and we would launch it there with the hoist right next to the pavilion, which is still there.
Wow.
And we'd go out. Fishing information back then was at Baldy's Tackle by the Newport Pier, and the landing operator at which was Arp's Landing, which was also the home of the Frontier, which Spike Taft ran at that time. We would also get information from Western Outdoors News and the bait boat, which was out in the harbor entrance, from the scout, Jack Turley was operating that boat. And that was our information back then. And look where we are today, guys.
Yeah.
We have Let's Talk Hookup and the internet. Just, we are truly blessed. So Merry Christmas to all you guys. Appreciate the show. Have a good year, Nick.
Nice job.
Awesome.
Great story.
Thank you. Yeah, the good story, always. And, so good to talk about dads and dads that took you fishing. I know that's how I started, is bonita fishing with my dad out of San Diego. And I remember we used to catch yellowtail and bonita off of the Point Loma kelp like crazy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like crazy. Yeah. What about you, Corey?
My memories as a child, I mean, some of the coolest was I can remember fishing on the Queen's Wharf for one of the first times, ocean fishing, catching calico. Yeah. And after that was with Skip Fry's brother, Mike Fry. He would take me twilight fishing out of Seaforth and catching calicos.
Yeah. How old are you?
I have to guess probably 7, 8 years old.
That's rad.
Yeah. Oh. And he would take me out, you know. And we'd get the package of scampies. He'd take me and fish Mission Bay from the shore and catch bonito and spotted bay bass.
Wow.
That's awesome. With like a 3/4 ounce, the 5-inch scampi, if you can remember back. Wow. When they were in the plastic cardboard thing and 3 tails and a lead head.
Yeah. Wow. Right? What about you, Rick?
I mean, I remember waking up on Saturday mornings and listening to the Christmas Spectacular with my dad. I grew up getting to do this with my dad and fishing, and we shared so many fun trips and experiences together, and it was Carly and I were very lucky. We got to do
Calico
all the fun
Carly.
Stuff, with our parents and fishing. We got a great family, and now getting to do it with my boys, it's just it's been really, really fun. Yeah, my dad was always really good, and I didn't realize until I was much later that he got to go half as often because he always took me. And, Dad put food on our table swinging a hammer. You know, we didn't have a ton of dough. And so, he loved to fish, but he always made sure to take me. And so I try to always do the same thing with my boys. And,
That's cool.
It's really cool.
Your dad was a super dad.
The best.
He's just like an amazing guy. And the memories I have of your dad, driving in when we were on from 6 to 8 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
At Extra Sport 690, and your dad, who worked early mornings every day of the week, and then he'd drive you in on Saturdays and Sundays just to answer the phone.
That's incredible.
At 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
right?
He'd have to get up an extra hour early on his days off to get the kid up and in the shower. And he's the best.
What an incredible story, Rick.
Yeah. And then going fishing with him at Kingfisher and all the great trips that we had together. Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, he loved going to the ranch. Yeah. One of my favorites was like remembering the time when all of a sudden I was starting to get a little bit older and I had my summertime job and I had school, and it was the first trip where I couldn't go. I had my obligations, and my dad was like, well, I'm going, and I'm not going to not go to the ranch with Pete. I remember, what the hell is going on here? What do you mean?
But remember that one year we missed the flight?
You son of a bitch.
That is the class. He was so pissed at me.
That is my favorite story, because Pete loves cutting it to the minute.
Yeah, I'm a lot more, in my older age, I've wised up a little bit.
Rick's dad was much more prepared.
The opposite of
that. Because I was the same as Pete. I was like, we got plenty of time. We'll cut it short. We don't need to get there 3 hours early. And I was the same as Pete. And my dad was, we got to get there early. And
So Alaska Airlines had this cutoff for international flights of 1 hour. We were literally in line at 59 minutes. Yeah. And the guy goes, nope, you're off.
And
you're
done.
We already gave
that
your seats away.
You were there.
And it was like, what? Yeah, because we were in line, and we were there an hour ahead, and it's like, we already gave your seats away.
Gone.
Sorry. You got to go tomorrow.
Yeah, and,
so
and you did
Your dad did was not. Like, no, we did not go. We had to go the next day. It was like, oh, my God. But anyway.
Ruined all that progress I had made.
And
we were 3 hours early from there on out.
This is bad. That was the lesson in always check in online.
Exactly.
That's the key, That was in the early days of online check.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gundy Gunderson, what's up? Hey, Gundy.
How you doing, guys? Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Merry Christmas to you. We're having the Christmas Spectacular, telling stories and having fun.
You could feel it, man. You could feel it. Hey, 63-degree water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
December.
So, and on the first day of winter.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Still some, real solid fishing. Not much change from last week. Best bet has been a resurgent halibut bite with more 30-inch class fish. The perch bite continues to improve as we move into winter, and more quality perch also showing. Still schools of yellowfin croakers, spot fin, around another striped bass taken off of South Bay Beach there. So, you know, plenty to do. Hook, line, sinker reported, you know, more nice halibut out west, couple more 30-inch class fish, I think topped by a 35-inch fish. Zoom flukes have been working, or the Berkeley flukes. Doesn't really matter. There's so many flukes out there now. Plenty of 18 to 28 inch fish, El Capitan, Hollister Ranch, Gaviota, that kind of thing. Galita Pier, probably the best bet for perch, kicking out limits. Most of the fish, 5 to 11 inches there. Just Fishing reported good perch by Hermosa Manhattan. They had an 8-pound striped bass taken off Dockweiler there. A few halibut at Torrance Beach. The white flash minnows working there at Torrance Beach. Big fish reported halibut bites, you know, scratch bites, but still Cherry Beach, Shoreline Drive, Sunset Beach, guys scratching away at fish to 28 inches. You know, flukes, drop shot flukes is probably one of the good baits this time of year, and that's what those guys are throwing. Hogan's reported a couple of striped bass. Rumored to be caught off Doheny, but I guess the guys are getting a little tight-lipped there, so they didn't get too much information. You knew that was coming. And then Pacific Coast reported more halibut catches on the beaches, in the lagoon, mostly 18 to 28 fish, but, you know, if you go out there and give it a shot, you're going to get a few fish. Still croaker catches, corbina sightings, and like I said, there's some 63.5-degree water, so still some fishing to be had.
Man, yeah. What a great report, Gundy. So right? Awesome. And thank you for all your great contributions through the year. We appreciate you. And
hey, I dug up a little limerick for you guys.
You have a limerick?
Oh,
well, hang in there, okay?
Yeah. Stand by, Gundy.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming
up. And Gundy's limerick.
Yeah, buddy. We're putting them back on. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only $0.89, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for $0.89, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.